Hi, this is Stephen Cherry for IEEE Spectrum's TechWise Conversations. 3D printing is being used for all sorts of things, from small plastic parts and microprocessors to a titanium jawbone for transplantation, from wedding cakes, as we'll be describing in an article in our June issue, to an entire car body, as we'll be hearing about in a podcast next month. Everything, in other words, from computer chips to chocolate chips. But the most unusual and potentially one of the most beneficial uses has to be that of human embryonic stem cells. This is a pretty new thing. Researchers have done this with stem cells of other animals, but it was only last month that a team at Heriot Watt University in Scotland announced the 3D printing of human stem cells. The work was published in the journal Biofabrication. My guest today is one of the co-authors of the study. Will Hsu is at the School of Engineering and Physical Sciences, Biochemistry, Biophysics, and Bioengineering at Heriot Watt University. He joins me by phone from there. Will, welcome to the podcast.
Hello. Hi. Thank you for inviting me.
The title of your paper is Development of a Valve-Based Cell Printer for the Formation of Human Embryonic Stem Cell Spheroid Aggregates. That's certainly a mouthful, so let's take it in parts. What you did here actually was build a printer.
Okay, so there are two key components of the 3D bioprinter. So one is the printing nozzle, which determines what type of materials you can print, and also how much quantity of the material you can print at a particular spot. Okay, so the valve-based printing nozzle we developed is basically our solenoid microvalve, which we found is very gentle in printing stem cells, human embryonic stem cells. So the printed human embryonic stem cells maintained a very high cell viability. And also importantly, after printing out, we found the stem cells kept their key biological function, which is their pluripotency, the ability to be turned into any other type of cells in the body. And the other key component of the printer is basically their motion control, and actually similar to other types of 3D printers, which you can print plastics. This controls their three-dimensional motion of the printing head, basically where you can print, and thus quite similar to other types of 3D printing technology.
Now, this business of human embryonic stem cell spheroid aggregates, what are those?
Well, basically, spheroid cell aggregates are actually tiny balls, okay? You can call it tiny spheres or tiny balls made of hundreds of stem cells. So stem cells actually tend to aggregate together. They will not survive in single cells, especially humans' embryonic stem cells. They like to aggregate together and form this type of three-dimensional objects or microtissue. So we call it spheroid cell aggregates. And they are very tiny, usually smaller than 1 millimeter.
Now, there's a medium in which this printing is done, two of them actually. Why are they needed and why two of them?
Well, basically, we use the medium to generate the gradient of sizes of cell aggregates. Okay. Well, basically, they are same cell culture media, but one with human embryonic stem cell, the other without human embryonic stem cell. Okay. So in the process, we combinatorially print them together, okay, and then we can generate droplet with different cell numbers in each droplet, and therefore in each droplet we can form cell aggregate with different sizes.
By the way, is it fair to call this business of printing cells copying cells? I mean, do you basically start with a cell and copy it?
Sorry, you mean copying?
Yeah, I mean, you start out with a...
single cells.
Yes.
Yeah. So we print, we start with single cells and then arrange them so that they can aggregate themselves to form these three-dimensional objects. And using the same technology, we can also print cell aggregate directly so that we can form a larger tissue.
You were creating liver cells. Why did you choose them?
Well, we are interested in generating liver cells or liver tissue because they are very important for screening drugs, basically, okay? Because all the drugs will be metabolized in liver, okay? So it's a very important tissue to test the toxicity of drug based on either animal cells or using animal directly. So the ability to print and generate 3D human tissue will allow us to generate a human tissue model for this drug testing. Therefore, eventually we can hopefully eliminate the use of animal for drug testing.
Which is good for the animals, but good for the humans as well. And I guess in principle, you could start with an individual's cells and print an individualized liver or kidney and rejection issues would be diminished.
Exactly. That would be the future of personalized medicine, yeah. Although it would be more expensive to do that. But I'm sure one day we should be able to make their technology cost enough for everybody to test their drug before they're taking it.
It's more expensive at the front end, so to speak, but when you reduce rejection issues and so forth, you save money in the long run, perhaps.
Indeed. Well, we have short-term goal and the long-term goal, okay? The first step, which is a short-term goal at the moment, we would like to use the technology to generate 3D stem cell tissue and turn that tissue to liver tissue, human liver tissue. So that's our short-term goal. And in a longer term, we expect to use the technology to generate our whole liver organ. But to do that, we also need to introduce these delicate vascular structures inside the organ so that organ can transport the nutrition inside and also remove the waste so that the organ can survive in long term.
Now, do you think that will someday be possible? I mean, I guess with multiple print heads, you could be creating layering on different cells such as the vascular structure.
I think with advance of biofabrication field in general, we should be able to not only print different cell types, but also generating these three-dimensional structures, very delicate three-dimensional structures, in order to replicate the process of generating organ using 3D printing technology.
And would such an organ be one that could be used for transplantation?
Yes, that would be the long-term goal, to be able to in vitro generation of solid organ ready for medical transplantation.
Now, in the early days of stem cell research, there were some limitations erected around the use of human embryonic stem cells. Do any of those issues remain?
There are certainly still ethical issues, because in order to generate human embryonic stem cell, you need to destroy early stage embryos, okay? So that ethical issue is still there. However, once you have the human embryonic stem cell, they can be replicated in the lab indefinitely. So that means you can have this cell line and use this cell line for making human tissue or organ in the future. There's another way to get around that, which is another stem cell technology called iPS cells. You probably heard of it already. Is induced pluripotency cells. So they can be generated without destroying human embryos. They can be taken from adult cells like skin cells and turn them back to the embryonic stage, which is indistinguishable to human embryonic stem cells. But that technology is still not as mature as human embryonic stem cells. So currently we are using human embryonic stem cells to demonstrate the possibility to generate human tissue and eventually human organ. But in a longer term, we expect the iPS technology would catch up, and then therefore we would not have to face the ethical issues like human embryonic stem cells.
What are some other uses for this printer?
Well, there are a variety of other potential uses. So the technology now we developed show that the printing process is very gentle to very sensitive cells like human embryonic stem cells. So if we can print highly viable human embryonic stem cells, that means we can also print other type of cells directly. So, for example, we can print liver cells directly. We can print kidney cells directly. So I would expect this technology can be used for printing other type of cells in forming adult tissue directly.
And that would eventually potentially lead to creating entire organs of those, new kidneys for transplantation, new lungs, and so forth?
Yeah, that can be certainly be used for that application. And also another potential application we actually put in the conclusion part of our paper is it would be possible to using the printing nozzle to directly print a cell inside our body in order to repair a tissue. For example, if you have a patient have a damaged tissue in the heart, okay, so it would be possible to actually directly printing heart tissue inside the body using less invasive method like a keyhole surgery to directly insert the printing head in order to repair the organ in situ.
That's quite remarkable. Well, it's generally a remarkable piece of research. People have all sorts of organ disorders and diseases these days, and transplantation is becoming a relatively straightforward matter. The main problem is the lack of healthy organs themselves. So good luck to you as you continue your research, and thanks for joining us today.
Well, thank you very much.
We've been speaking with Will Hsu of Heriot Watt University about a 3D printer that prints human embryonic stem cells and might someday print entire human organs. For IEEE Spectrum's TechWise Conversations, I'm Stephen Cherry.